This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
DuPont says it needs an additional 3 months to complete merger activities with Dow. Regulators around the world are continuing to look over the deal that would combine the two U.S. chemical companies. A DuPont statement this week says they expect the deal to close by the end of June after setting March as the initial closing date. DuPont CEO Ed Breen told investors and analysts during a recent conference call that he feels the deal is in its second quarter. Dow and DuPont are working to alleviate concerns about the $71 billion deal creating a chemical giant. European Union officials have openly expressed concerns about the deal, slowing the discovery of new pesticides. The EU recently granted a 10-day extension on Monday. The companies had requested the extension to fine-tune a package of concessions designed to ease concerns about the deal. DuPont says it expects net income to be down for the first quarter of this year, partly due to a 15¢ per share expense related to the merger. Well, the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership will be hosting a winter event on Wednesday, February 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Carlinville Elks Lodge. Dinner will be provided, and after dinner, Dan Schaefer with the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association will present information on nutrient stewardship, and Jennifer Philipak with American Farmland Trust will then talk about the Upper Macoupin Creek Watershed Partnership. They do ask that you RSVP for the meeting by February 3rd to the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District, and their phone number is 217-854-2626. Extension 3. Well, as we're nearing the end of January, we're still a few months away from planting season, but that doesn't mean it's too early to start thinking and planning ahead. Jessica Hurtis is a technical agronomist for Asgrow and DeKalb, and she has some advice for farmers concerning spring planting.
So I cover southern Illinois, which is, I cover about 16 counties with another agronomist in the territory. We split it about half and half. I've been with the company in this role for 3 years, so I grew up on a corn and soybean grain farm, and I reside in Richland County, close to Albany, Illinois.
Well, great. What I wanted to talk to you about today is I know we're a few months away from spring yet. It's kind of a lull right now as it's kind of the paperwork time of the year in the meeting season, but farmers do have some things to be thinking about before planting time arrives, and you being an agronomist wanted to get your thoughts on this. Tips for farmers, things that they should be considering thinking about this year before they put those first seeds in the field.
Yeah, absolutely. So, now's a great time to sit down in the office and kind of get our plans locked in. And we're really excited here as an Asgrow DeKalb team in southern Illinois to have a lot of options on our new products and new technologies. So the Roundup Ready 2 extends soybeans with the option to use our ExtendMax with vapor grip technology is something we're definitely talking about and making sure we're training our growers and especially our retailers as well. A lot of the conversations has been around soybeans here initially in some of my winter meetings. And, as I've had conversations, it seems like there's a lot more talk in lieu of this commodity market that guys are considering going more bean on bean acres, so not rotating to corn and instead planting beans again. And there's a few things to really keep in mind if you are going to go that route. Personally, it's not a recommendation on my part. I'm thinking about diseases, building up that disease inoculum, and just thinking about fertility as well. We definitely have to have a plan fertility-wise on beans. Well, think about phosphorus, potassium, those essential nutrients that soybeans pull from the soil and we have to build up and maintain. So, thinking about choosing or looking at your soybean order is the first step. So we have several very strong options for bean on bean acres from a defensive package standpoint. And the things that I look at out of soybean products to give that recommendation or put it in that class is looking at things like SBN, soybean cyst nematode resistance, sudden death syndrome tolerance, Phytophthora root rot, having a gene or multiple genes to tolerate that disease, and also some bred-in field tolerance. And then also thinking about the seed treatment package that you're going to put on the beans as well. Those are all extremely important considerations when looking at what beans you're going to have on the farm and working with a retailer or an agronomist such as myself, we can definitely help narrow down, you know, those bean attributes to help focus the placement of the beans to put it on the right spot.
Well, all of those things you mentioned I know are very important, and they are unique to each individual farmer depending on, you know, where they're located in the state, et cetera. One thing you did mention I wanted to maybe address a little further was the new Monsanto's Xtendimax dicamba herbicide for the Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. In my conversations, I've seen some hesitation from farmers, and I think a lot of that is because this is a new product. We don't really understand, including myself, what exactly this technology does, and we know it can be kind of a risk. What have those conversations been like for you, and are you hearing the same sorts of things?
Great question. So, yes, absolutely. And our team and myself specifically have really worked hard this winter to educate and help our customers and growers alike across the countryside to understand what it is. Because, you know, the first thing we start is that it's not a silver bullet. It's all part of a weed management system. And this kind of ties into my considerations for being on beans, is when we think about rotating modes of action and having that same weed pressure, a bean herbicide system, we kind of limit our spectrum. So having this new technology is an excellent tool in the toolbox in getting a new mode of action through that dicamba, that group 4 herbicide. And really, you know, a lot of the concerns are the fact that, it, you know, when you say dicamba, it brings back really bad memories from the old days of using a Vanzil, a DMA sort of salt dicamba. And this is a really, you know, what we talk about is really how different this technology is and what really separates it and puts it in a different class with the concerns associated with dicamba and off-target movement. Specifically, volatility is our vapor grip technology. So that is a proprietary technology that really helps hold those molecules down once the application is made, and it doesn't get up and walk like we're, you know, worried, and there's a lot of concern in the countryside about using a dicamba product. So the vapor grip technology is extremely safe. It's been tested. It's been proven, and the EPA granted this label with the vapor grip technology with the Xtendimax chemistry system because of the safety. We want to have something that puts us in a place for risk. So it's really important from that aspect. Of course, we have the new label. So really from an applicator standpoint, understanding what that label looks like and making sure we're following it in all the right ways to prevent that off-target movement due to drift. But volatility that we're used to talking about really isn't an issue with this vapor grip technology.
Well, I think you made a great point by saying following the instructions on the label, because that has a lot to do with whether this product is going to be used in doing what it's supposed to do or if you're going to have issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. So the label, we've talked more about this label than I think any launch of a chemistry system, and we really want to set everyone up for success. We want to make sure everyone understands what the expectations are. But at the end of the day, it's really up to you to sit down, pull that label, and if you're making the application on, and if you're a farmer applicator, really understanding what those expectations are to set yourself up for success.
You mentioned some diseases and soybeans, if you're planning on planting soybeans on soybeans this year. Are there any other things that farmers should be considering or keeping in mind as far as certain types of weeds, pests, anything for corn that you'd like to mention?
Oh, yeah, so absolutely. Thinking about whether you use the new Xtendimax with vapor grip technology in your weed management system, the most important thing is to start clean and stay clean, whether you're in a corn or soybean field situation with weed management. We really need to, you know, get our pre-residuals down and follow up with that post-residual and have that overlapping window of protection from some of these aggressive weeds, whether it's, you know, multi-mode of action resistant water hemp, or Palmer pigweed, which is one that's really moved north, and we've been finding more and more into central and northern Illinois as well. So those are extremely, the best way to manage those weeds is to not let them get up out of the ground. So using that soil, those herbicides with soil activity and soil residual are key in that aspect.
Well, thanks so much, Jessica. I think a great update on things to keep in mind as we move closer to the spring and planting season. Any final thoughts that you have or things that I didn't ask that you'd like to mention?
I would just say if you have any questions, please reach out to your local DeKalb or AgGrow representative. We're always happy to help and answer any questions.
Jessica Hurtis, AgroEnDeKalb Technical Agronomist. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.